Writer and outspoken newspaper columnist John Waters is considering an unusual offer to pose for a nude portrait. Art curator and critic Gemma Tipton is also wary about posing nude, even though she has done it before. She'd love to find a reference point in Irish art that inspires or reassures her in some way. Born in London, Nick Miller has lived and painted in Ireland since the 1980s. Throughout his career, he has returned time and again to the nude. Down in the archives of the National Museum, Gemma has been given access to some of the very earliest Irish female nudes, the 12th century Sheila na Gigs, accompanied by Dr. Eamon Kelly, Keeper of Antiquities. John also has a chance to view some of his predecessors. He's getting to see some of the sitters who have gone before him with Anne Hodge, print curator at the National Gallery. Having taken early retirement, Des O'Connor now has a second career as an in-demand life model. Japanese-born Sahoko Blake has always had an intense fascination with the beauty and power of human anatomy. She's invited 20-year-old swimmer Melanie Knocker to pose for a drawing. Melanie represented Ireland in the Beijing Olympics and is training hard for London 2012, but she has agreed to take a weekend off in Wicklow. Sahoko, her daughter and her friends are all avid swimmers and big fans. Sahoko began her career as an underwater photographer, so there's an immediate connection. In Howth in North Dublin, Una Seely is preparing a new canvas. For three decades, her work has concentrated on people, character and personality. Una has never met her sitter, Gemma. John is on his way to Sligo for his first encounter with Nick Miller. In Howth, Una Seely has started to paint art curator and critic Gemma Tipton. They'll spend almost 20 hours together over 2 weeks. In Sligo, John Waters and artist Nick Miller have agreed to a more concentrated sitting over 2 long days, but they haven't actually started. They're still tackling the practicalities. In Sligo, John and Nick have finally agreed on a pose for their nude portrait. In Wicklow, Olympic swimmer Melanie Knocker has only a few hours left with artist Sahoko Blake before she needs to get back to training. Over the weekend, in a tiny room, friendship and trust have evolved. Each portrait is a collaboration, but only up to a point. The sitters have no real control over what the artist sees in them, so trust is vital. In Howth, Gemma has arrived for another 6-hour sitting with Una. Whatever the challenges of sitting nude, Gemma has become acutely sensitive to being watched. In Sligo, it's Nick and John's last day together, and they've started early. They need one long, focused session to complete their portrait.